Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a very senior and accomplished professional from Mumbai, India, Mr. Srinivas S. Krishnan. Srini, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Mr. Krishnan is the Regional Managing Director, South Asia. He's a member of the Executive Leadership Team of Crown Worldwide Group. He's a passionate cricketer and has represented the state of Java in Indonesia. So Srini, before we talk about Crown, tell me a little bit about your own journey from a CFO to a general manager.
Well, it all started in Hong Kong, where I was a financial controller for an export finance company. Mm-hmm. And I was selected from Bombay amongst 100 professionals. And I had a gentleman's commitment to be there with the company for 3 years because when I left for Hong Kong to join as a financial controller, it was going through a 100% employment rate, which means it was very easy to get a job. Mm-hmm. So the owner of the company took an undertaking that I will be with him at least for 3 years. Mm-hmm. At the end of 3 years, I thanked him, and then I was looking for an opening, which is when Crown Worldwide was looking for a financial reporting manager in Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. And one gentleman called Mowley referred me because he was holding that position and he was to be transferred to India as the country head when Crown was looking to open an office in 97. Which is when I was interviewed by the board, and they felt that I would be more suitable for a field role because I was a cost accountant at that point in time. And I was hired for the Indonesian branch, which was going through turmoil due to control issues. While the executive board had decided to close down the operation, our chairman, Jim Thompson, who was a visionary, indicated that, hey, you know, put a controller and see for 6 months.
Right.
And thankfully, within 3 months, we turned around Indonesia from being second last in the group to almost number two or three. So that's how it started as a financial controller. And I was to be sent to India as a general manager in 2002. The country at that point of time had indicated to me that I need to be fully occupied with the position and I cannot upskill myself. Whereas I wanted to do an MBA from a reputed institution. So I made a choice of, giving away this position or deferring it to future date until I upskill myself for the general management role. Then I did my MBA from Chicago. And then in 2006, again, I was to be transferred to India as a general manager. At that point of time, at the end hour, the senior managers took a call that that position is not going to happen. So I again continued with Crown Worldwide Group in Indonesia as their consultant. Eventually, it came down in 2010, post the Lehman crisis. I upskilled myself on a lot of general manager concepts and eventually landed here as a country head.
Fantastic. Wonderful. Thank you. So let's talk about Crown Worldwide. For my viewers and listeners, can you give a brief overview of Crown Worldwide? Because a lot of them may not be familiar.
Sure. This is a company which started in 1958 at Yokohama by a gentleman called Jim Thompson. He's an American, and he started this business to move some U.S. military shipments from U.S. to Japan. And the business took off quite well. And then he slowly expanded it to other parts of Asia, like Hong Kong, Singapore, which were all financial centers. And over a period of time, we had about 15 branches in Asia. And then in 1980s, he wanted to make it a worldwide company. So he acquired some company which had branches in Australia, New Zealand, and Europe. And we sort of spread our wings beyond Asia. And in 1980s, we were actually only a moving company, but since we were serving all the bankers said, you are doing such a fantastic job of relocating us, why don't you help us with the administration? So we started the records management business of helping all these bankers manage their records. And that's how we moved from a relocation business. And while we continue to have this relocation business, which was actually a seasonal business, we moved to records management business, which was actually giving a stream of cash flow for storing the records of all the banks. In 2001, in the wake of the 9/11, we already had about 200 cities in the world where we had our presence through organic growth and acquisition. And then we started this business of mobility, which involved processing the visa, intercultural training, finding house for the expats. And that's how the Crown journey began and continued. In 2006, we had acquired a company in Europe who had fine art business. And since we were anyway a premium service provider, the fine art business matched with our requirement and our profile, and we continued to start the fine art business and kept moving on. And as of today, we are in 140 cities. In India, we are in about 14 locations. We have 24 warehouses, and we run a good niche logistics business.
Wonderful. Thank you. And what would you say are some of the major challenges and opportunities that the logistics and relocations industry faces today?
The major challenge is it's a service business, so the entry barriers are very low. So anyone with a fleet of trucks, people, and some material claim themselves to be a logistics company. This is a business which requires to be on the ground 24/7, wherever we are located. We can't just outsource it to someone. Quality is king, and everyone has to be alert to ensure that we don't allow this to slip up at any cost. So that is the challenge. As far as opportunity is concerned, since we largely cater to the multinationals and high net worth individuals, we have established a brand in the last 60, 70 years, and the customers look forward to our service.
Well said. And what was the impact of the pandemic? Because that must have been, on the one side, troublesome because everyone was locked in, but at the same time, everyone was relocating. How did you handle these amazing and difficult times?
Well, we are in a people business. So we made sure that we don't touch the lives of people adversely during pandemic, because it was not their fault that the pandemic came. So we did go through some difficult moments, because we were anxious as to when it will end. But we did not lay off any people in India. We did not, you know, reduce the salary, nor, you know, impact them. In fact, we kept engaging them through mental well-being sessions provided by an outsider. And outside India, this was a great opportunity to right-size the company. There were some locations in US and Europe where we closed down and we right-sized, so that we became quite lean. So immediately after the pandemic, the opportunity was ripe for us to give our best. And in 22, we had a record year as a group.
Well said. Thank you. My next question is that, and this comes to you now, what does leadership mean to you? And how do you embody these principles in your role as the regional managing director at Crown?
Well, I started my career as a junior trainee. In fact, I started it as an intern in a pharmaceutical company, German pharmaceutical company in Bombay. So I have actually come through the ranks, and I have seen a lot of junior, middle, senior managers behave and act. And I used to have the habit of journaling whatever I noticed. And I used to keep a record of it. And I made sure that as and when I go up in life, I will not repeat the mistakes of these managers. So our objective as leaders, irrespective of whether we hold a title or not, is to A, create future leaders, B, provide infrastructure for the managers to grow as leaders, and make sure that we have a platform, which is what my chairman did, to give the best version of you as a human capital.
Very, very interesting. My next question is that, you know, how does Crown differentiate itself from so many other people, you know, competitors in the industry? And you just mentioned the entry barriers are very low.
Well, we were, as I said, one of the pioneers in the moving industry. Mm-hmm. And in fact, most of the other companies have got managers who have actually moved out of Crown to make their career.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is we are very crazy about quality. Mm-hmm. Irrespective of how long you have put your service in Crown, you mm-hmm. have to be conscious about elevated level of service.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we start with basic level and make sure that we elevate it to a degree where our customers become our ambassadors.
Mm.
They refer us. Our business grows through virality.
Mm.
So the company is crazy about quality. We have got something called a TQQS, Total Quality Quest System. Mm. And Quest stands for quality unparalleled every single time, which means even if I have a customer who's being served for 20 years, in the 21st year, first day, we will be serving him or her as if it is the first service. So we are very, very conscious and crazy about quality.
Mm. Very interesting. But my, you know, having been a part of a retail business and having worked in so many places, one of the biggest challenges for any service company like Crown is to ensure consistency and high quality of services across different regions in your, you know, within your own region. How do you do that?
See, first of all, we have a common service language all through Crown, irrespective of wherever we operate.
Right.
Second is we empower people.
Mm.
Third is we ask customers, what is it that they want? For example, our latest quality score is based on the Google review that customers give after availing our service, and it is instantly available.
Mm.
And we circulate the quality scores of each branch to all the countries.
Mm-hmm.
So each country gets inspired by the higher quality score of other country. And since we are quite tightly networked and all the Crown offices are owned by Jim, you know, we have no franchise or outsourcing done. We make sure that we learn from each other.
Mm.
So that ensures that the high level of quality is maintained and our existing customers come back to us frequently.
Mm. Yeah, interesting. And are there any trends you are observing in the relocation and logistics industry over the last 10, 12 years?
Yeah, last decade has been quite challenging for relocation business in the world and in India as well.
Mm.
What we have seen is most of the corporates are treating relocation as a overhead instead of an investment in intangible capital to retain, hire and promote talent.
Mm.
Now, there's a bit of education required here where each corporate have to ensure that their performance depends on the stability and motivation level of their senior managers and mid managers.
Mm-hmm.
So we continuously try to spread awareness campaign to ensure that they don't cut the facility which is given to the staff and managers.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, definitely previously there used to be a full container shipment. All that has reduced to an LCL and a low pack cube, or sometimes the companies try to reimburse the allowances to the staff. So that sort of reduces the opportunity we otherwise used to have before.
Mm. Mm. Very interesting. My next question, Srini, is on technology, and the whole world has been impacted by technology. How is your group leveraging technology to enhance your services and operations?
Well, our investment in technology begins with customers.
Mm.
We first find out what the customers want and then try to work backwards to see what technology will work. Mm. For example, until, say, 10 years back, whenever we wanted to serve a customer, we used to be serving them in papers when it came to documentation.
Mm.
Then we asked the customers when mobile and other modes of media came through, they preferred that we only serve them through paperless mode.
Mm.
So we came out with what is called an e-packing system where they don't have to touch papers. Our crew doesn't have to touch papers. We digitize the whole process. And in place of cumbersome paperwork, everything is now digitized and they get the copy of their inventory served in a digital form, which they can sign and keep it for their storage for future use. And so that is one aspect of technology.
Yeah,
there are several other things. We have moved away from paper to digital. We are persuading our customers to scan their documents, and we have a document management system to facilitate the retrieval of those documents, and so on.
And I have worked with so many companies, when every time I have moved in my life, and if I remember correctly, from Singapore, it was Crown who had moved me back from Singapore
to,
and it's been very, very good. But my question is that given the situation that is happening all over the world, how are you preparing for the future of logistics and relocation?
Well, as I said, we started as a relocation business.
Yeah.
And then we integrated forward into records management. Then we integrated forward after 9/11 into world mobility. Then we started fine art. And in the wake of, just before the pandemic, we started what is called a workspace business, where most of the companies are consolidating the offices. And now that digital is the norm, we are persuading most of the customers to go digital from paper. So we are trying to expand the market space based on the growing changes in the marketplace.
Okay. I have time for two or three more questions. And these three questions are now going to be more about you personally.
Sure.
What does a typical day look like for Srini in your role as a regional managing director?
Well, every day starts with some challenges. And I end the day getting satisfied that at least I have attacked it with the help of my team, if not solve it. I make sure there is at least some progress, because there is no manual in our industry. We have to be creative and we have to evolve solution through discussion, deliberation, and debates. So that's how it starts. And in a day, if there is no challenge, I feel that, oh, something has not happened.
Okay. And, service businesses are always high stress and high, highly customer centric. Outside your professional life, how do you unwind and maintain your own work-life balance?
Since the age of 15, actually, I've been keeping myself fit by going for exercise in the morning and jogging. And incidentally, during the pandemic, I had collected all the journals that I have maintained for the last 40 years. And I wrote a book called Poke the Bear Within. I discussed how we go about methodically organizing yourself and make sure that we are able to thrive among the mess through sports, fitness, mindfulness like meditation, spirituality. And these are little things that I do to get out of the stress from work.
Wonderful. So I'm going to ask all our viewers and listeners to go and check out Mr. Srinivas Krishnan's book, Poke the Bear Within. Two more questions for you. Back to Crown Worldwide. Can you share an example, without any names, of course, of a challenging situation with a client and how you were able to resolve it successfully?
Yes. During the pandemic, we are in the relocation business, right? And I had actually collected a good set of friends when I was in Indonesia for 13 years. And even today, most of my friends contact me for relocating. So one of my friends was retiring and he was moving over to Chennai. And this happened somewhere in February and the pandemic stuck in March. And his shipment got stuck in the port. So we were in a catch-22 situation where we couldn't do anything. But as always, Crown has been very transparent with the customers about any problem. So when we discussed with him, we actually worked with him to approach his friends in the customs to help us release the shipment. So this was one situation where we were able to work with the customer and get customers' help to resolve his problem, whereby we could ensure that the service was not affected.
Very interesting. And my last question, Srini, and this is for the many, many people who will listen to our conversation. You've had an amazing career, as you mentioned, from an intern in a pharma business to now regional managing director of a very major relocations and logistics company. And of course, you said warehousing as well. What would you say are three lessons you would want a lot of our young viewers and listeners to take away from your journey?
The first thing I want them to be doing is buying this book called Poke the Bear Within, because mm-hmm. it has got a lot of lessons that I have learned from my challenges. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure only the degree will vary, but the fundamentals will remain the same.
Mm-hmm.
It has got learning avenues. It has got principles for success. Mm-hmm. It has got a number of anecdotes where I have found out myself in tight corners where I released just by thinking positive, mm-hmm. being optimistic, taking help where I need it.
Mm-hmm.
That is one thing. The second thing is we need to be continuously innovating ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Third thing is we need to be ensuring that we upskill ourselves with the latest changes in the marketplace, because what Crown was 20 years is different from what it is today. And one of the reasons we are doing well is because of our flexibility to ensure we are able to serve the changing marketplace.
Well said. And on that note, and your three wonderful lessons, first one you said was buy your book, because there are lots of lessons in that book. Second, you said keep innovating. And third one you said was keep upskilling. Thank you, Srini, for speaking to me about your own amazing journey. Thank you for talking to me about so many different aspects of the Crown Worldwide Group. My own personal experience has been outstanding when you moved me back, as I mentioned, from Singapore to Delhi. Thank you also for speaking to me about your own learnings and all the work that you are doing, running this big, big business across all of South Asia. Thank you for speaking to me and good luck.
Pleasure talking to you, Ashutosh. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for The Brand Called You.